Comfort is not the gospel, but it can open the door. One of the most important truths in pet-assisted chaplaincy is this. Comfort is not the gospel, but it can open the door. A calm animal may help lower fear. It may soften guardedness. It may make a room feel warmer, quieter, and more human. A person who would not talk much in an ordinary conversation may begin sharing while stroking a gentle dog. Someone who has been anxious, lonely, grieving, or emotionally shut down may feel just safe enough to breathe, remember, and speak. That matters. But the chaplain must keep the meaning of that moment clear. The animal is not the source of salvation. The animal is not the message. The animal is not the spiritual center of the encounter. The animal may help create relational openness, but the chaplain remains the minister, and Christ remains the source of comfort, hope, truth, and peace. This is why pet-assisted chaplaincy must stay spiritually clear. Some ministry settings are tempted to stop at comfort. If the room feels warm, if someone smiles, if tears come, if everyone says the moment was beautiful, it can seem like the work is complete. But chaplaincy is not simply the creation of a meaningful atmosphere. Chaplaincy is spiritual care. That does not mean the chaplain forces spiritual conversation into every visit. It means the chaplain stays aware of what comfort may be making possible. A person may begin by talking about the dog, then move into loneliness. A grieving widow may begin by stroking the animal, then speak about missing her husband. A child may feel calmer and become open to a short blessing or prayer. An older adult may recall memories of God's faithfulness through a story first awakened by the animal's presence. These moments should not be rushed. They should not be manufactured, but they should be noticed. The chaplain must be spiritually awake enough to recognize when comfort is becoming an opening for deeper care. That deeper care may look like listening with reverence, offering a quiet prayer by permission, sharing a brief scripture, naming God's nearness, or simply staying present in a way that reflects the peace of Christ. Sometimes the most faithful ministry in a pet-assisted visit is not a spoken gospel explanation. Sometimes it is the preparation of the heart. Sometimes the person is not ready for more words yet. Sometimes the chaplain's task is simply to serve truthfully and leave the door open. But here is the danger. When the animal produces warmth, the chaplain may begin to confuse emotional response with spiritual fruit. They are not the same thing. A person may feel comforted and still not be open to spiritual conversation. A person may cry and still not be ready for prayer. A family may love the dog and still not want chaplain care. A sweet moment may remain just a sweet moment. That is why discernment matters. Comfort is good. It can lower pressure. It can build trust. It can help a person feel less alone. These things matter deeply. But the chaplain should quietly ask, is this just a comforting interaction, or is there now an opening for spiritual care? If there is, step gently. If there is not, do not force it. Pet-assisted chaplaincy stays credible when it refuses two errors. The first error is treating comfort as enough, as though warmth by itself is the whole ministry. The second error is treating comfort as permission to push spiritual content before the person is ready. The faithful path is in between. Receive the comfort. Honor the person. Stay spiritually alert. And let Christ-centered care enter the moment with wisdom, humility, and timing. Comfort is not the gospel. But sometimes it helps open the door to the kind of trust in which the gospel can be heard.